The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sibilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe on the radio, 6:05, fired up. You know when they say portions of the show are pre-recorded? That's a lie. Oh, the only thing that are recorded are like commercials, but they're like being extra cautious, so they say that. I'm gonna tell you right now is that I want to put a warning. I am so fired up, so ticked off. So put your seatbelt on because I'm done. And we should have a little announcement saying, you know, settle down. The announcer is a little angry this morning. So I apologize up front. What's happening in the United States of America is an egregious assault on everything that you and I believe in. We are great Americans. I see it because I go out. I see and I meet everybody on the road. And as I travel around the country or from even we're in Europe, you know, we see the goodness of people, God's children. But when they get into power, when people get into power, there are some people that just abuse it and just lose it. And that's exactly what's happening with our Democratic friends, and not all of them, most of the Democratic Party. I don't know how you could stay a Democrat today. I have no idea. Because it's like I'm not a Republican. I'm not a Democrat. I couldn't be a Democrat anymore because I don't believe that it was the anti-Semitism. And it was Barack Obama not visiting one day in the inner cities. What was that? No one talks about that. That's a 60-minute piece in itself. The first black president never solved the race problem in the inner cities, the crime in the inner cities. And I said, this party, it's all power and control out of Washington. And it's out of the shadow government that is run. And I'm telling you straight up, and I'm going to be right from the hip, and forgive me. You know, and this is what I'm thinking. Like when they talk about the election in 2020, oh, stolen this, blah, blah. They fixed it so Biden is in. You know it. He got 81 million votes. No one does. And I see news anchors sit there and go, well, Biden's a legitimate president. Yeah, they swore him in. But how did he get there? We let it go. And they vilified us for even questioning that election. And you know what happened. And I know what happened. And everybody knows what happened. Just look at what happened in Arizona. Look what happened in Georgia. Look what happened in Wisconsin. It happens. It happened with John Kennedy. It happened with Gore versus Bush. It happened with all of that. It happens in America. Our elections are tainted. And they're swayed. I'm being kind in the vernacular. And you know it. And now you put this guy in. And I knew it would be bad, but I didn't think it would destroy America. Joe Biden is a feckless, spineless, soulless creature. Satanic creature in my mind. I'm not holding back this morning. I'm done with it all. This guy's got no soul. He's a political prostitute in my mind. Forgive me. God, forgive me. I don't like to talk like this. But this is he's allowing this to happen. He would sell out anybody for anything to make money. That's Biden, and he thinks it's okay. You know how I know? Because people go do work at his house, and this is a fact. They'll go put a stereo system in. They don't get paid. That's a regular contractor who needs money. No. Consider it a gift to the president of the United States. That's what happens. That's the Biden mentality. The Biden, and forgive me, I don't mean to be so vicious in my attack, but this is the guy. He's letting this happen because he sold his soul to the devil, right? And the devil is The second, third tier, I thought it was the Obamas. Not the Obamas. I thought it was Susan Rice. It's not Susan Rice. It's not any of those people. They don't have the intelligence in my mind. Forgive me. They don't have the prowess or the acumen to be as vicious as this assault on our democracy is, on our republic. This is the second, third tier. This is the shadow government, the lifelong, I call them lifelong bureaucrats, who you can't fire. They're in the Department of Defense, they're in the Department of Justice, they're in the Treasury Department, and they're in the White House, and they're calling the shots. And they've got everybody down there terrorized. And Biden is a feckless, soulless, spineless puppet is what he is. I get mad because when I came on the air, I said, oh, Biden's a good guy. Biden's a good guy. No, give him a chance. He smiles. Not the smartest guy. Everybody knows he had no intelligence, but he's a good guy. He's not. He's soulless. How do you let this happen to the country? And you can't tell me that those deep state, those shadow government people in the Department of Justice, and you think Merrick Garland knows what the heck he's doing. This guy's as lost as Biden is. I got news for you. They have no idea. They have no idea. But they don't get in touch or somehow communicate with Alvin Bragg. But the Republicans will never fight this the way they should. They never will. They got to go all out. And I love what Jim Jordan's doing and what James Comer's doing and these guys are doing. And I'm telling you, listen, I'm an independent, but I like the Republicans. They better call out Bragg and they better do it today. They better do it today. The slovenly, unkempt, yeah, gross, gross individual, Alvin Bragg. I was watching Jesse Waters. He's fired. He was fired up too. And he said, he goes, there goes Bragg. But Bragg left, you know, his office and he got into an SUV. Oh, by the way, lights on, three cars. Where's the Green New Deal? Three huge SUVs. This guy's a thug. Alvin Bragg is a thug. In my opinion, and this is my opinion, not Salem, not AM 970, my opinion. Bragg is bought out by the cartels, by the drug dealers, by the gangs. I'm telling you, why do I think that? Because that's the way it was with the mafia. Remember? We got the DA in my pocket. Remember that? Even in Johnny Dangerously, you feel my dear. Remember that? The DA's crooked, right? All that? That happens. And I think all of these George Soros DAs are crooked. That's my opinion. And I may be wrong. There's the caveat, okay? I think they're all bought and sold. So he gets in the SUV. He goes right through New York traffic. You can't move in New York. Eric Adams is at the Yankee game. Oh, isn't everything great? This is a sick, it is a sickening time. That's a better word. It's sickening what they're doing because no one's got the guts, the courage. Yeah. And then Jesse goes, when Bragg's going there, he's going home probably to eat. He goes, that cracked me up. Because he left it right there, probably to eat. This slovenly, unkept person in Alvin Bragg, how dare he? How dare you? And how dumb is this jury? How dumb? There should be no cases tried in New York City or in Washington, D.C. That's the next law. Can we do an amendment to the Constitution? No trials in New York. We've lost New York. It's gone. It is gone. It's run by, and it's so funny. You know, Bragg, they sympathize with the criminal. These people are the ultra white. They're all ultra white. All those people in the prosecutor's office there, in the DA's office, rather, in New York. They're like white, scaredy little white cats. We don't offend anybody of color. Oh, my gosh. And then the fact that Bragg goes after Trump on nothing from 2016. This is, you heard people say it. It's the Soviet Union. It's China. It's China. And I got to tell you, this ain't about Trump. This is not about Trump. It has nothing to do about it. There goes Joe about Trump. It's not Trump. It's you and it's me. That's what's scary. It's KT McFarland. They went after KT. She doesn't talk about it because she's a glorious gal with a lot of class. Unlike me this morning, I apologize for it. I'm so fired up. But they went after her. And it cost her hundreds of thousands of dollars. Why? Because she knew Trump. What's wrong? You should have a right to vote for who you want. And if you don't, you're going to be taken down. And they can't get Trump. And let me tell you something, too, about Trump. You keep pushing him because he's going to walk into the Oval Office. He's going to walk in. And guys like me who were thinking, well, you know, I like Ron DeSantis. And please stop bashing each other. Trump's got to stop bashing DeSantis. DeSantis got to stop going after Trump. I thought DeSantis' comments yesterday were classy and right on the money, saying, look, I'm not going to, you know, I'm not going to expedite anything or send anybody out of the state, like because Trump said Florida, is he going to be extradited out of the state? And DeSantis said, I'm not going to do that. But then again, there's a commercial this morning on Fox News, something like, oh, DeSantis is not ready to be president. Stop. Just stop. What's wrong with you people? Oh, my God. You're all fighting among one another. You're going to bury all of us. You got to be smart. You got to Ronald Reagan this. You got to be classy. And you got to, like, what did Teddy Roosevelt say? You know, walk softly, carry a big stick. You got to go in under the radar. You got to kill them with kindness. You go between their eyes. This is going to happen. This is going to happen. And I hear now, and I hope, that what's going to happen with the Republicans in Washington, they're going to go after Alvin Bragg. They're going to go after Alvin Bragg. Call Alvin Bragg in. Find out this guy. Find out if he's being paid off. Find out and ask the question in front of Congress, the way you go after Mayorkas, the way Ted Cruz grilled Mayorkas. That's what you got to do with Alvin Bragg. Watching my language this morning, it just hurts me. So it's such a great country. How do I know? Because I'm out there all the time. And I've been up and down and, you know, like that. That's life, my theme song. It's like I've been over and out, down and out. And we survive. We make it. But goodness gracious, your hate is ruining the country. Your hate of Trump is ruining the country. It's not Trump. It's you. It's you who hates Donald Trump. And that's all you got. That's all you got is going after Trump. Why? Because you don't have anything about the economy. You have nothing about the border. You have nothing about crime. You have nothing about my 401k. You have nothing about walking down New York. Everybody's scared in New York. Let's go to the Yankee game and let's have a great time. Give me a break. An excuse. This is the most egregious assault on America that I've ever seen. This is, you know, and somebody said it, and I don't want to say it. It's like, you think Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK? Really? I mean, really? The deep state, the shadow government, the lifelong bureaucrats can do anything. They killed the president. Now they're trying to destroy a man in Donald Trump because he's got the guts. And the one thing you hate to hear, well, I'm going to drive it right down your throat. Trump, whether you hate him or not, has got the guts and the courage, and he's smarter than anybody. He's smarter than anybody. He's got it. He's like near genius intelligence. You don't like to hear that either. Do I like his personality? Do I like all that unnecessary swagger in your face politics? No. And if you meet Trump behind closed doors, you fall in love with him. He's the nicest guy, soft-spoken guy that you'll ever meet. Remembering your family by name, each individual by name, paying off mortgages, helping out people in every which way. He gets on the world stage. He gets into that fight mode because they're attacking him every which way. And the sick thing is, it's not Trump. This is not about Trump. And that's where the Democrats are wrong. This is about you and me. Roger Stone after Roger Stone. Well, Roger Stone. No, not well, Roger Stone. Roger Stone didn't do anything. Michael Flynn didn't do anything. Paul Manafort didn't do anything. All these people, they went after them, ruined their lives. Oh, we have got to stay on our game. You are great. And let me say to you, because I know how you feel. There's such an empty feeling this morning because we've lost control of our government. Some evil force has taken over our government. Is it communist China? Because we have a president who's bought and sold, in my opinion, and all these district attorneys around the country, for some reason, are bought and sold as well. And for some reason, whether it's Soros, whoever it is, and I think it's even bigger than that, because I think it comes from communist China. It may come from Russia. It may come from outside. So the enemy is within, and that enemy is Alvin Bragg, not Donald Trump. That enemy is Kim Fox in Chicago. That enemy is Gascon in Los Angeles. That enemy is Joe Biden in the White House. The enemy is within. You and I, please stay on your game. For what my parents went through to build this great country, in the name of my grandparents, coming to this country, learning the laws, learning the language, to build the greatest democracy, the greatest republic ever thought up by man, ever and women, by just the greatest country in the world, and you have people trying to tear it down. And let me tell you something, this before we break, let me tell you something. You say to them, okay, you say to the other side, to the Biden people, all right, what do you got? You say to the Democrats, okay, what do you got? You hate America? We're racist? We're bad? We're white? We're heterosexual? We're bad? Okay, show us what you got. This is what you got. the biggest fail of any administration in the history of the world, of any political order anywhere. This is it. This is the, you're witnessing now the biggest fail that this, and we call it the Biden administration, the shadow government, these lifelong bureaucrats. Are they spies? Are they spies for China, for Russia to rip us down? Are they just incompetent? Maybe they are, like K.T. McFarland said. Never underestimate the incompetence of the Biden administration. Whatever it is, they're trying to destroy us, and we will not let that happen. We will fight on this little radio show. We will fight tooth and nail peacefully, peacefully. But I say to Donald Trump, I say to Ron DeSantis, I say to the Republicans, do it smart. Do it smart. Do it under the radar, not with any violence. Do not go out because they want that. That's exactly what they want. Unless you're a trans, then you could attack the capitals in Kentucky and Tennessee, and you could go in and you could do an insurrection there. We don't hear one word about it on mainstream media. This is a mess. It's a fail. And don't look at us. We didn't vote for this guy. And he now, this clown that they put as a puppet in front of the shadow government, it's scary. And it's only beginning. The fight has just begun. And let's stay on our game, and let's not hate. Just don't hate. And I'm more angry and upset than hate, you know? And I know you. And now it gets me upset because I know you, and I meet you, and I see you, and we hang out, and we go to Italy, and we go to shows together, and I know what a great person you are. You, yes, you, working so hard, paying your taxes, doing everything the right way. And then you got these criminals in Washington, D.C., these criminals in these D.A. offices, ripping us up and taking us apart. Forgive me, I'm telling you, and let me apologize up front for being fired up, but I'm done. It's not you. We will take this country back. So help me God. We are one nation under God. In God we trust. Yes, God we trust. And God bless America. All right, Debbie, that's it.
Wow.
Done.
Do you feel better now?
It's such a horrible day. You could just feel it. You could just feel it, because it's not, and it has nothing. It transcends Trump. It transcends politics. It's, how could they do that to somebody with no evidence? Take Donald Trump down with no evidence, with no. And who's the jury, Debbie? Who is the jury? Who are these people that go along with this? So just so you know, Deb, we got Anthony Pope's going to join us this morning.
Love him.
Yeah, we got some. Great legal minds, you know, and I had it here somewhere, but that's another thing. Don't get me started. We have a corporate meeting on Monday. Boy, am I ripping corporate on this one, because we are on our own on this radio station. It's me and Debbie, Al, and Joe. That's it. That is it. Michael answers the phone.
That's all we need. Just the four of us.
Yeah, no, God forbid.
We're fine. We got this, Joe. We got this.
Anthony Pope will join us. Arthur Idala, you got the most brilliant legal minds on the show. We're going to figure out what's going to happen. Anthony Pope, and about right after the news, about him, Arthur's going to judge Napolitano as well. And Judge is no friend of Donald Trump, but he is brilliant. And we're going to walk through it. Hogan Gidley is with it. David Marcus is with us. Errol Lewis will tell us about Hochul's address. Vic Richel, my friend, we're going to talk about banking. And Professor Dershowitz on as well. Talk about a brilliant legal mind. And then Colonel Jack Jacobs about that Black Hawk helicopter crash, killing 9. May their souls rest in peace.
Heartbreaking. Heartbreaking.
All right, I'm going home. All right,
take a deep breath. Deep breath. Get a cup of coffee,
please.
Tea, you know, right. Just maybe some chamomile tea. It'll keep you calm.
Welcome back to the show.
Deep breath, Joe. Deep breath.
Thanks,
I know, but
Deb,
it is upsetting.
You.
It really is.
We'll get
so
there.
It's crazy what's happening.
Traffic is like a minor incursion, to use Joe Biden's words, at this point. 6:23, Debbie's on the road. Love you, Deb. Thank you.
Thanks, Joe. And let's try to get you around the problems right now on the Jackie Robinson. The Jackie Robinson West at Metropolitan Avenue. It's an accident over in Queens. We're also seeing delays, Joe, on the westbound BQE right at the Kosciuszko Bridge. A collision in the left lane. Eastbound BQE slowing down right up through Atlantic Avenue. Harlem River Drive southbound slowing down right through the 120s. Hudson Line of Metro North, a 40-minute delay because of a disabled train. Watch for delays as you head to 78 eastbound as you get out toward exit 48 in Springfield. There's construction. And then on 78 east, exit 56, getting into Newark It's an accident, and it looks like one lane is blocked here in the express lanes. Gordon State Parkway south of 145. It's a collision. It's off on the shoulder. Checking in on the forecast, partly cloudy today, high of 53. This Total Traffic and Weather Report, sponsored by Route 22 Toyota, who reminds you, if you're tired of dealing with dummies, experience the smart way to buy at Route 22 Toyota.
Somebody tweeted, I love you. I love you for listening. I swear to goodness gracious. Somebody, this is from Twitter. Somebody puts Leslie Nielsen. The world is falling apart, blowing up, fires, destruction. Nothing to see here. That's like, that's great. That is so funny. Thank you. Yeah, we got to keep our sense of humor. Oh, we'll find it somewhere on this dark, dark day in America. Hey, let me tell you, you know, also what I love is that I could tell you the good things that are happening. Like when I tell you about Route 22 Toyota holding on inventory for you. How about that? Who does that? Who does that? You know? And we're so fortunate on this show. I'm in one of those moods where I got no filter this morning. We are sold out. We are doing so well. The sales team, you know, Frankie V and the good folks in the sales are doing such a great job. We don't have promotion. We don't go out and say, you don't see a Joe Piscopo billboard with me and Al and Debbie? No, yeah. And Joe, you're not going to see that. We, you know, we keep it tight. We really keep it tight. We're so proud. Try to bring you the best guests. And when we have great folks kind enough to join us in the, you know, in the sponsor family, they are the best. We know these people personally. This guy, I know Mr. Crowley set us up with a Route 22 Toyota, right? So I meet Alex, I meet Iggy Giuffre, Jamie in the agency, and all the folks. And so Alex Kinsella at Route 22 Toyota is holding inventory for you because they have a nice selection. And by the way, they have the area's largest selection of new Toyota vehicles. So how cool is that? He's doing, waiting for you. Now I got the number for you because people from out of state are calling. And they're saying, oh, we'll pay over book value. We're going to pay more for the RAV4, for the Highlander. And Alex is saying, nope, we have a customer base, and we're being true to the customer base first. That is loyalty. And that does not happen in America, you know, in 2023. But it happens at Route 22 Toyota. 973-705-8905. 973-705-8905. You know, let Alex and his team show you that large selection of new Toyota vehicles. Check out the pre-owned and Toyota-certified used vehicles, a huge selection of that as well. And you can call 973-705-8905. It's Route 22 Toyota, Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey. And you just tell them, Joe Piscopo sent me.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher inviting you to join me for a remarkable travel opportunity that will change your life forever. Dennis Prager and I are headed back to the Holy Land, Israel, this October. It's the Stand With Israel Tour. Join us along with our trusted partner, Inspiration Cruises and Tours. We'll take you to key sites in the Holy Land, thoughtfully designed to give you unprecedented access to a region you've likely only read about. Visit StandWithIsraelTour.com and get all the details. We'll uncover important geopolitical locations and show you Israel's significance on the world stage, past, present, and future. Step foot on the ancient streets of Jerusalem. We'll sail the Sea of Galilee, pray at the Western Wall, and so much more. We'll have guides for our group, lavish food, and luxurious accommodations. No other trip will be like this one. Come with Dennis and me this October. Register today. Call 855-565-5519. 855-565-5519. Or go to StandWithIsraelTour.com. StandWithIsraelTour.com.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Balance of nature is it, and boy, oh boy, do we need it now. You got to build up your immune system. I have a huge show tomorrow night, and I'm up. The hit time is like 10:30, you know. So that's late, man. Then I'm getting on a plane. I'm coming right back home because we have big corporate meetings on Monday, you know, all good things, and I have some dinners, so it's nonstop. So I don't know that I could continue the pace that I go at if I wasn't taking Balance of Nature, because it builds up, in my opinion, and for me, it builds up my immune system. That's what Balance of Nature is. It's fruits and vegetables. And I can remember as a child in Bloomfield, New Jersey, Mom saying to me, Joseph, eat your vegetables, because she would make all the great Italian food, the lasagna, the eggplant, all the ziti, forget about it. My mother, forget about it. Best cook in the world, right? As your mom is, I know. So then I would never eat the string beans, you know, broccoli, really? You know what? If you take Balance of Nature, just a daily dose has 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. So we want you to strengthen your immune system today, okay? And I'm proud that Dr. Douglas Howard, Lex, his son, and Sue, Dr. Howard's beautiful wife, they trust you. They trust us here at AM 970 to tell you how great Balance of Nature is, because this is a premier product that I think will build up your immune system. So you got to try it. And plus, the Howard family is giving you access to your own health coach and 35% off. I love telling you good things. I love folks that are loyal, that stay with us so I can tell you the good things. And so I invite you to call 800-2468-751. 800-2468-751. I know you know it. Go to balanceofnature.com. Use the discount code, please. That is ANSWER.
Tweet us on Twitter. Like us on Facebook. We're everywhere. AM970. TheAnswer.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio, good morning. Great to have you with us on this dark, dark day in the United States of America. The New York grand jury, I don't know who these people were. You know, it's like the people down in Washington, D.C. They're not me. They're not you. These are the people that allow New York to just crumble into a shell of itself as it is today. And don't get me wrong, love New York. We just need somebody to go in and just believe in the city, not just keep pandering to the regressive socialists that are now running, the Marxists that are running New York State and New York City at this point. The New York grand jury indicted President Trump. This is not about Trump. This is a takedown of, you know what, when you think about it, it's a takedown of the third of the country. You get about 74 million people dedicated, idolizing, voting for Donald Trump. And on that alone, you shouldn't mock those folks. And I stay with me for 2 seconds, because this, and again, I feel I have to make an excuse if I say anything positive about Donald Trump, because so many people are just obsessed with going up against Donald Trump. Does he bring it on himself as far as that? Yeah, but if he wasn't being attacked constantly, you know, and I'm telling you once, tell you a thousand times, you see Donald Trump behind closed doors, you talk to the people who work for Donald Trump, they love him. You know, and so I have to tell you this, too. It's like when they said to me, and I'll tell you once, I'll tell you a thousand times, this story where they asked me to go campaign for Donald Trump. This was when he started to run, and I was in Tampa doing a show with my buddy, the big man down there. And I was calling him the fat man, but he's not fat anymore. So I call him the big man, like Clarence Clemens, you know. So my buddy, so I said, Joe, where are you going? I was going to Jupiter, Florida from Tampa to do another show. And they said, would you stop in at the Tampa Fairgrounds and speak on behalf of Donald Trump? He's doing a rally there. I said, great. So now I always didn't mind Mike Pence, but I didn't want to step up to a podium that said Trump, Pence. So I said, all right, Pence seems like a decent guy. I have no trust in that man now. I think he did. I think he sold out Donald Trump and just went. And there's no way he's going to win to run for president. But I went down anyway, even on the podium, said Trump, Pence. I said, you know what? Anything's going to be better than Hillary, because Hillary broke laws. And for some reason, she gets away with everything. I don't hate her. I don't have any hate toward Mrs. Clinton. I rather liked her. But she broke more laws than every single politician in the history of America. I mean, destroyed company property. Destroyed. They're going after Donald Trump. They're going after Donald Trump for Mar-a-Lago. Why don't we just revisit what Hillary did with her emails? That man, I tell you, I can't vote for somebody like that. So I go down to the fairgrounds. And I told you, and then, but I felt patriotism there when I went there. I felt people who love the country. And I said, wow, what is going on here with this Trump movement, right? And this is an acknowledgement for me to the 74 million that love Donald Trump. You know, I know him as a friend. I can't be objective, but this is not a pro-Trump speech. This is people who believe in a politician who believes in them. So I told you, when I just glanced, I said, how many people are out there? 20,000 people. The Highway Patrol was there. The Secret Service, I don't believe, was there yet, because he was still running. And although he might have been, they might have assigned. All I know is, when they said, "Okay, we're gonna recite the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag," and I'm going like, "Did they just say Pledge of Allegiance to the flag? Who are these people? Who are these people?" I said, "So they stop the beginning of the rally before Trump even shows up. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America." I mean, 20,000 people. I'm going, well, and I told you this. Remember, I told you I was looking at my speech, and I looked, and I had my back to everybody. I turned around and said, oh, my gosh, put my hand on my heart, faced the flag, and I recited with them the Pledge of Allegiance. I said, look at these people like this. Patriotic like I've never seen. Then Trump comes in. He walks in, casuals, ever. But I looked at the people in the crowd, before Donald, the Donald at the time, showed up. And they saw me, and I told you this once, I'll tell you 1,000 times. Stay with me on this for a second. I saw in their eyes. Now, these are folks mostly from the South, you know, the upper Midwest, and certainly down in Florida. They were looking for something, and there was a look, a longing in their eyes that someone is there for them, for the people. I saw it, and then they saw me. They saw me peeking out from backstage. Joe, oh my gosh. And there was like a little flurry, a frenzied kind of flurry of, Joe's with us. Those were the exact words. Joe is with us. I'll tell you, in many ways, it almost brings tears to your eyes because people love this country. And I saw it, and I see it. And I see when I go down to the South, I see when I go to the upper Midwest, I go all over this great country. We love this country, heart and soul. And so that's what Trump, that's what he stood for. Listen, I know all the faults. I can't argue with you. I got no argument. If you tell me, I know, I understand it, what he does. And it gets me upset as well. I just go to the policies. I go, you're going to vote for Hillary? I'm not voting for Hillary. I'm going to vote for this guy because you know what? Look at the policies and look at what he accomplished as president. So people believe in someone who believes in them. We don't have anybody like that out there. There's Trump's power. That's the allure of Donald Trump, okay? Whether he does it for himself because is he a megalomaniacal, egotistical kind of guy? Yeah, you know, maybe. But I don't care if it's good for the country. And he's representing those beautiful people, those Americans that I saw, that I touched, those hands I shook, who I hugged, my fellow brothers and sisters who are Americans. If they like Donald Trump, I'm going to respect them. I'm going to respect them and let it run its course. I'm not going to go, we have to disregard almost 100 million people, and we got to take whoever their leader is, we're going to take that guy down because we want our special interests. We want our war in Ukraine. We want upset in the Middle East. We want China to run everything. We want electric cars. We're going to destroy the earth with this green new fraud, as our friend Mark Morano says. We don't care. They don't care about you. They don't care about me. Soulless political prostitutes. That's who is running this country. And then they get one guy who stands up against that, against the shadow government. And oh my gosh, we're going to indict this guy. We're going to indict this guy. I got news for you. Not only is he going to beat that indictment, he's going to beat Florida. He's going to beat Georgia. And I predict he's going to be president of the United States again. So deal with that. And you want to say, and you guys, you want to be, you want to lose your power all at once. And he's going to have not only 74 million, he's going to have 330 million people behind him because everybody sees through what happened. Oh, done and done. God bless you for being the fine American you are, no matter who you vote for, you know. And by the way, on this Republican side, listen to what Vivek Ramaswamy is saying. I'm the guy on the radio who said, after we talked to Vivek, I said, he left the airways, and I said to Joseph Billy, I said, this guy can run for president. This guy, and lo and behold, he's running for president. And you know what? Listen to Vivek Ramaswamy. This guy's making more sense than anybody, honestly, on the political stage at this point. But don't throw somebody under the bus just because you're afraid of losing your power, because you are insulting 100 million, almost 100 million Americans who believe in this great country. And I'm one of them. But goodness gracious, we are going to fight. I'm going to fight. I ain't going down. Put my nail in the coffin in Hollywood. Boom. You know, not going to play that game. You know, I don't care. This is a responsibility being on the broadcast. So Anthony Pope's going to join us in a minute. Albert has the news live and local. And God bless you, you know. And you know what? God bless America. Deal with it right in their face. We're going to go back peacefully. We're going to go back. 6:38, Al's in the newsroom on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
40 degrees at 6:38. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Manhattan is rebounding from a population dip during the pandemic. New data from the U.S. Census Bureau showed Manhattan's population increased by more than 17,000 people last year, and that's after a decline of more than 98,000 in 2021. However, the population significantly dropping in the Bronx, Brooklyn, and Queens. From 2021 to 2022, the Bronx dipped by more than 41,000 people. Brooklyn saw nearly 47,000 fewer people. More than 50,000 people left Queens. A former New Jersey State Police sergeant spending 5 years in prison for abusing his status. New Jersey Attorney General Matthew Plotkin says Marcus Dennis was suspended from the force in 2016, pending a criminal case, was told to hand over all of his state police identification. He lied about losing his wallet and kept his state police ID, using it at least 9 times to get out of a traffic ticket. Dennis was sentenced for a pattern of official misconduct. In sports, the Yankees shut out the San Francisco Giants 5-0 in the Bronx, while the Mets took care of the Marlins 5-3 on opening day in Major League Baseball. The Devils skated past the Rangers 2-1 in Newark. This sports report brought to you by Relief Factor. Get pain-free today. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame has got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Let's go out to the Hudson line of Metro North. It looks like we're seeing some slowdowns with a disabled train. The inbound George Washington Bridge, 35 minutes into town because of earlier problems on the Cross Bronx. Inbound Lincoln, that's 10. Holland, about 10 as well. Pulaski Skyway outbound as you get down through Kearney, a stalled car. Expect delays as you head to the Garden State Parkway south of 145. Accident on the shoulder right through that construction zone. Let's go out to the Jackie Robinson eastbound as you get right into the Van Wyck. It's a collision. One lane is blocked. LIE west at Woodhaven Boulevard, a disabled vehicle. And over on the outbound BQE at the Kosciuszko Bridge, it looks like an accident there. The left lane remains blocked, so watch for slowdowns. Alternate side parking rules are in effect. Checking in on the forecast, partly cloudy today with a high of 53 degrees. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Discover Card. I just learned that Discover Cards do something pretty awesome. At the end of your first year, they automatically double all the cash back you've earned. That's right, everything you've earned doubled. The cash from trips, the cash from restaurants, all doubled. You got to see the terms and check it out for yourself at discover.com/match.
That's Alex Garrett. He is a good kid, doing a great job in the production office. Thank you, Alex. Hey, you want a great wedding, you got to go to New York Cruises and go on the Atlantis Yacht. It's going to be beautiful. You know all the folks in your wedding party? Oh, they'll pull up at the pier where we go. You know what? There's other ships there, whatever you call it, you know? I don't know what the vernacular is, you know? I'm not really a boat person, but I tell you what, I know a sleek yacht when I see one, and that's the Atlantis. Oh, your guests pull up. Wow. How about going having a wedding on the Atlantis? It's the premier unique wedding venue because once you get out there, you know, you have 360-degree views of New York, like I always tell you, of the Manhattan skyline, and you could be on the main deck. There's a sky deck, the lounge deck upstairs. Imagine, I tell you what, this is a great idea. And also, they have experienced hospitality professionals at New York Cruises who can help you plan the wedding every step of the way. They have wedding coordinator, special event planners. I'm telling you, and once you're on the Atlantis, you're going to love it. It's a great idea. I love this. And Captain Fred's the best, by the way. What a great guy. And the staff, they can't do enough for you. I'm telling you, you're going to love New York Cruises, and you will love the Atlantis. Perfect for corporate events, anniversary parties, engagement, retirement parties, whatever it is. You name it. But a wedding, love it. 212-633-1231, 212-633-1231, or visit, please, newyorkcruises.com.
Are you a writer who's devoted your time to writing a book with Christian morals behind it but need help to get it published? Maybe you wrote a children's book, your memoirs, a devotional, or a mystery with strong moral values at its core. Covenant Books has helped faith-based authors publish, edit, and sell their books through Christian bookstores and major online book retailers. Plus, if you call now at 888-441-5020, we're offering a free author's information kit to help you through the publishing process. Our experienced and dedicated staff will review and notate your manuscript with an editor's eye. Then our page designers will format your book to create the appropriate experience for your readers. And if needed, Covenant's talented illustrators will bring your book to life. Most importantly, Covenant Books will help tell your story by printing, marketing, and distributing your book through specialty Christian bookstores and major online book retailers like Amazon, Apple, and many others. Covenant Books, let us help tell your story. For your free writer's guide, call 888-441-5020. That's 888-441-5020. 888-441-5020.
Hey, Joe on the radio, tell me about Broadway House. By the way, we're going to be there, broadwayhouse.org. We'd love to see you because I'll tell you, we love folks who are helping others in need. That's another thing. No one really is talking about that on the radio. This is what I love about our bosses here at Salem, at AM 970. You know, certainly the mission WMCA, that's their credo, you know, helping others. But we are like a really political talk station. And I'm telling you about the Broadway House for continuing care. You know, named one of New Jersey's best nursing homes by NJBiz, earning 5-star ratings from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. Those are the highest ratings from those organizations. But you know what? When I tell you about HIV/AIDS, that's out. What is that? I'm telling you, drug addiction, homeless, acute illness. You know how we say we go to other places? I don't want to mention anything else. I want to stay focused on Broadway House. And you see how people are not helped? And I say in my mind, why don't they just call Mr. Gonzalez at the Broadway House, CEO at the Broadway House, because you could do that. You could do Broadway House all around the country, and it would help people who are now, what, in the streets. And that's the safety net that Broadway House is. About Christine, uncontrolled HIV, homelessness, substance abuse. Who else is talking about that? This is a great organization, and I am going to do a show there as well. It's April 27th. I'm going to be the Master of Ceremonies. We're honoring some very distinguished folks, and we're going to have fun. We'll put politics aside for a night. Thank you. And I'll be at Broadway House on April 27th. We invite you to come and support this great, great organization who helps people but for the grace of God, go all of us. BroadwayHouse.org. BroadwayHouse.org.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
We aren't mainstream news. We are the truth. AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio. You know, we're going to go to Anthony Pope in a second. Can you grab out? Is that Aldo on the phone? Albert, give me Aldo for a second because people are calling in fired up, and I love that you're fired up. Aldo, what are you thinking this morning about this mess?
Joe, I feel the same way that you do. I'm really heartbroken about it.
Yeah.
And I'm sad the way they do this to the former president.
Yeah.
But I also think, Joe, if you look at in 2018, the First Step Act that Trump signed with the Republican Congress, you'll understand. It'll break your heart. It broke my heart. I fought against it. It'll show you that nobody is really on your side. It was a release of several thousand prisoners from the federal pen. Trump did what the hard left did, and what did he get? He got impeached twice.
Yep. He's getting
indicted. Yep. I actually told Joe, let me finish. I told Giuliani this 3 years ago, if they had the chance, they would throw Trump and his family in jail. Giuliani didn't understand what I was saying, so the hard left went after him. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, you understand. You know what? The thing is, I forgot to say, too, don't forget Trump impeached twice. So, and what happened? Nothing. And I don't think anything comes of that. Listen, we are going to bring to you this morning the brightest legal minds in America and internationally, for that matter. And we're going to start with one of the brightest minds in the legal arena, Anthony Pope, and a prominent attorney in New Jersey and New York, a legal analyst for AM 970. Anthony, welcome to the show. Great to have you with us. Thanks for taking the time. Give us your overview of all of this. And politics aside, I mean, what in the name of goodness gracious is going on in America, my dear friend?
Yeah, hi, Joe. Good morning. Nice to be with you. Yeah, it was a sad day yesterday. I got to tell you honestly, there was an emotional aspect of it to me. I felt sad. I really did.
Yep.
And not because of a particular person, but because of policy and the Constitution and what our country stands for. See, first and foremost, all these political pundits and all these fools that want to keep talking about let justice be served and the grand jury did what they were supposed to, they're missing a very important point. Prosecutors are supposed to seek justice, and prosecutors are not supposed to bring cases that they know they cannot prove beyond a reasonable doubt. So regardless of whether you have suspicion or it's possible, it's perhaps, a prosecutor represents when he or she brings cases to a grand jury and or to trial that they feel they have the evidence beyond a reasonable doubt to convict. And if they don't, they're not supposed to bring the case forward. And the evidence in this case, anybody with any sense, anyone with any experience, with any common sense or legal experience looks at it and says, you can't prove your case. Because it's been tried, people looked at it, it's been reviewed, and it's been passed on. The statute of limitations ran as it relates to the particular state charge, which was a misdemeanor. So what they did was they sidestepped it and went around and tried to bootstrap it into a felony so that the statute of limitation doesn't apply. This is a political campaign issue, which was already looked at by the campaign committee, was already looked at by the regulatory committee, and they said there was nothing here. The idea to take something like this, of this nature, to this extent, to get an indictment with all of these obstacles and all of these reasons not to, can only suggest one thing. It is politically motivated. And now when you have politically motivated cases being brought to the grand jury or to trial, you are now, we are now a banana republic, because we are penalizing our politicians for those that we don't like. And for a district attorney who took a platform to say that he was going to ultimately go after Trump and be in this position, think about that for a second. Yeah, yeah. Any person tomorrow get indicted, and you have a statement by the prosecutor that they were looking to get you, no judge in the world would allow this to go forward. So the problems with it are monumental in scope.
Yeah.
Because they affect the very nature of our being, of our due process, of the Constitution of this country. It should be a sad day for anyone, for all of us, and anyone that tries to overlook this and suggest this is somebody being held accountable is just being blind, they're ignorant, or they just don't care.
Amen. Anthony, in a nutshell. You are so good, my friend. Counselor, thank you for that summation. That was perfect. Anthony, you have been in life and death situations, literally. And I've seen you in the courtroom. And I've seen you how you handle yourself and the brilliant. You remind me, and I say this with the greatest of love, because my pop, as you know, was my hero, an attorney, and was the brightest guy that I've ever met on the planet. You are so much like my father. That's what I love about you, brother.
That's a compliment. Thank you very much.
So wild. Sometimes I think you're like a young Joseph Piscopo, my father, the attorney in Passaic, you know. But because you know what? You know it. You're there. You're in the heart of the battle, the heat of the battle. This guy Bragg, look at the criminal. Look what's happening in New York. They're taking, correct me if I'm wrong, and we'll let you go, Anthony. You got a busy day. Sure. But Bragg is taking felons, and he's dropping the felony charge to a misdemeanor if you put a gun in somebody's face. And then he's putting Trump in jail. Please, help me out here.
There's no question. I don't know how they keep allowing him to do this. He downgrades any rapes, murders, assault, gun offenses.
Yeah.
He downgrades them all. I mean, you have to. It begs the question. It begs the question. What is really his end game here? What is this prosecutor's end game? He has to be held accountable to the people that elected him. But the problem, you know, one of the other problems, Joe, and listen, you know, his attorney, Joe Tacopina, is a dear friend of mine.
Yeah.
We've tried a case together, Joe and I, and we're friends. So he's in good hands. Joe's a marvelous lawyer, you know. But, I mean, you know, if there's any place you don't want to try a case with Donald Trump, it's New York City.
Because it's
got to be the worst place in the country to possibly get a fair and objective jury.
It really is. It's true. And, Auntie, can they, before we let you go, sir, can they extradite Trump? What if he doesn't want to go? And DeSantis said he's not going to.
Well, if he doesn't want to go, it's not in. If the governor of the state in which somebody is on a fugitive warrant, an extradition warrant, they have to cooperate. And DeSantis, to his credit, he said, no, I'm not cooperating on this bogus indictment.
That was great.
But I suspect the president is going to come voluntarily. He's been a strong guy. He's a man, and I don't think he's going to try to avoid it based on some extradition matter. That's for sure.
Anthony, we love you, man, and we appreciate it, and thank you with great respect. Thanks for joining us this morning,
Mr.
Pope.
Great to be with you, Joe. Bye-bye
thank
now.
You, sir. Anthony Pope, the one and only. 6:53. Debbie's on the roads on AM 970. The Answer. Hi, Deb.
Hi, Joe. Let's see what's happening. Inbound George Washington Bridge, 45 minutes to the upper level, 15 to the lower. The inbound Lincoln, that's only 10. Holland, about 10 as well. Pulaski Skyway outbound, a Kearney, a stalled car. The westbound BQE at the Kosciuszko Bridge, it's an accident. The left lane is blocked. This total traffic and weather report is sponsored by Route 22 Toyota Service Department. If you're tired of dealing with dummies, go experience the smart way to service your Toyota.
Born on America's darkest day of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes ever since. When a first responder or military member does not come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays the mortgage off on that family home to lift the financial burden and bring stability for catastrophically injured veterans and first responders. Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, giving severely injured heroes the ability to live more independent lives. Tunnel to Towers is providing housing and services to homeless veterans across America, more than 500 in 2022 and more than 1,500 in 2023, because all veterans who honorably served, whether in peacetime or war, deserve our nation's gratitude. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. It's T, the number 2T.org.
Lots of channels, nothing to watch, especially if you're looking outside of big corporate control. It's time to interrupt your regularly scheduled programs with something worth watching. The new Salem News Channel. Straightforward, unfiltered, in-depth insight and analysis from the greatest collection of conservative minds, all in one place. SNC is home to Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, Sebastian Gorka, and more. Watch anytime, on any screen, free 24/7. Find what you're looking for at snc.tv.
A Climate Change with Matt Matern explores all angles of fighting climate change and helping our environment. Matt also explores changing the climate of our political dialogue and helping to unite and heal this nation. A Climate Change is a one-hour talk-focused show hosted by Matt Matern, a highly experienced employment and environmental attorney who talks issues with today's top authors and influential personalities. Sunday nights at 8 on AM 970, The Answer.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
A little bit of a breezy day in store, starting with some sunshine, but then showers arrive later this afternoon as our high hits 56 degrees, and then that rain is going to continue tonight into tomorrow, becoming thunderstorms that could also bring some strong winds up to 40 to 45 miles per hour. Low tonight's going to be 54, and then we'll see a high of 70 tomorrow. And tomorrow afternoon, we're going to see the sunshine poke out a little bit just before sunset. On Sunday, we're looking at sunny skies, 52. I'm Jeff Nordine on AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Jeff. Let me tell you about Marcia in Maryland. I tell you about Anne-Marie. I tell you everybody who's been taking Relief Factor and is out of pain. It's 100% drug-free. It's Relief Factor. She heard Relief Factor on the radio. Marcia did, right? And she tried it. You know, a couple days out of pain. And for me, 5 days out of pain. And other folks, 7 days, and some sooner. Give yourself 3 weeks with the quick start, please. It's only $19.95. You have nothing to lose. If you go to relieffactor.com, everything you need to know about Relief Factor is right there. 800, the number 4, the word relief. 800, the number 4, the word relief, okay? Find out about Relief Factor. Find out how so many people, tens of thousands of people, maybe even hundreds of thousands of people, are out of pain because of Relief Factor. We want you out of pain as well. 800-4-RELIEF or relieffactor.com. Hey, Joe on the radio, right at the top of the hour, another brilliant legal mind, Arthur Idala, who everybody's kind of had it with this whole indictment situation of Donald Trump. Plus, there's other news we got to get into. We'll check in with Arthur. Hogan Gidley is with us. You don't want to miss Hogan. Fired up. And David Marcus as well. Fired up. And Judge Andrew Napolitano will break it down, you know, legally what's going to happen. Errol Lewis from Inside City Hall on New York One and CNN. We're going to talk about Governor Hochul's New York State budget, of all things. Vic Richel is a friend. He knows the banking industry. We're going to talk about what's happening in banks. And we're going to talk about Trinitas Regional Medical Center and a spotlight on Newark, New Jersey as well. Alan Dershowitz is going to join us. You don't want to miss the professor, Colonel Jack Jacobs. mourning the death of 9 killed in that Black Hawk helicopter crash. Joe Piscopo on the radio fired up, but we are coming right back.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.